The is it morning yet deal. How about now? Or now? Because morning time is McDonald's breakfast time. And that's the best time of all the times.
Wake up with a little splash of sweetness. Get any size iced coffee from caramel to hazelnut to French vanilla for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Lies, 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 and more lies. Because don't come to me talking about somebody sexually assaulted you, which is a very serious accusation. Then number two, approach you about the time or whatever, coming to you with some evidence. Then all of a sudden you change it up and say, "Oh, I was uncomfortable because I didn't think she didn't like me." No, bitch, you don't like me. What's up, co-workers?
Hey, y'all.
Happy Monday for a change. Happy Monday, y'all. We're recording late, but we're here. Hey, what have we got to do? So let's get started. If you have a fuck you, please send them to us here at blackatworkpod@gmail.com. Or you can send them in anonymously on our website, blackatworkpod.com, or hit us up in the DM on socials at blackatworkpod. Our first fuck you comes from Lola. Lola says, "I just wanted to write in and say that I am honored that y'all used my letter for inspiration for the show title, LOL. When I saw that, I was like, what? I wrote in so long ago, I forgot all that shit I said. That was truly a great show, and thank you for this platform. These days, Carla is still being Carla. The office opened back up and she was one of the first to volunteer, bitch please, to go in. So she's been in the office by herself since August. Oh, did I tell you she reminds us she's the only one in the office on every call? Nobody. Carla. Yeah, just here in the office by myself. A couple weeks back, she sent me an instant message, not even saying hello first, asking me if I was going to come back into the office. I left her ass on red. We are not cool, boo. I still ain't forgot you throwing me under the bus on that call, ho. Ha ha ha. Thanks, Lola, for the update, because we sure did name that show title for Carla Perez. And it's still that same energy because, girl, just because you want to go in the office don't mean we coming back.
And how about her hitting you up like y'all best Judies? Like, when you coming back, bitch? Never, especially not if you there. Good day. Bye.
Right. I don't know if you got that Rona. Right. Spreading along them germs. Anyways, yes, Lola, thanks for commenting. Shout out to you. Our next fuck you comes from Gloria. Hey, Gloria. Hey, beautiful black queens. First off, this is not a fuck you. I've been listening to BAW since my coworker sent me a show that one of her fuck yous was read on, talking about our boss, and have been hooked ever since. I realize that we listeners really don't know. We really don't know much about you ladies. One of these good old days. Could y'all talk more about yourselves and your lives and careers? Like where y'all started, why y'all chose the careers that y'all are in, and y'all's children. We just want to know more about the girls who make us laugh every week. P.S. Every time y'all go in on Big Bird, it is so funny to me because Big Bird is all over my house because my son loves him. STG, I don't know what that is. Every time I hear or see him, I think about y'all ladies. Does she really look like Big Bird? Anyway, love, love, love y'all. Thank you for all you do. Thank y'all for letting us get our frustrations out every week. Love from Sacramento, Gloria.
Hey, Gloria. I don't know what STG mean either. That's for the young kids. Somebody write us in and tell us what STG mean.
For real.
Does she look like Big Bird? Yes.
Right.
I feel like all the queen leads look like Big Bird. Like, what is Big Bird? He is a big ass bird. He's loud. He's in the way. He's wrong. He's yellow. All the other monsters on Sesame Street are little. And he is a big ass bird. The only other big ass animal on Sesame Street is Snuffleupagus. The Snuffleupagus is an elephant, and elephants are big as L. That means that Big Bird is unnatural, and that's how I feel about a lot of these team leads. Like, they're not the boss, but they think they are. They, not all of y'all, I know some team leads out there that ain't like that, but y'all think y'all run shit, y'all want to talk about, want to talk to us like y'all run shit, and I don't like that. You big, loud, yellow, wrong, and in the way, fuck Big Bird. But anyway, you can tell I watch Sesame Street with my kids. Okay, stand that nigga. But anyway, yeah, one day we'll have a show talking about our careers, because in my adult life, I've had three totally different, totally separate careers. So, you know, maybe one day.
Yeah, hold on. First of all, I want to talk about Dana's commentary on the breakdown of elephants and Big Bird. These analogies, baby, she broke it all the way down, okay? If you ain't never seen Sesame Street, oh my gosh. Yeah, she looks just like Big Bird. She's big and yellow or white, whatever. I mean, she's big and loud and she rude. So the bitch do look like Big Bird. And, yeah, when we have some time, we'll definitely talk to y'all about our careers, our children. We'll talk. We know y'all want to know all of that. So we'll definitely talk about that. But thanks, Gloria, for writing in. It's okay that this is not a fuck you, because we love to hear from you guys.
Why don't y'all just write us in and ask us whatever, talk to us about whatever, say fuck you to whoever. You know, let's just do that. Because people might want to say something else. They might not necessarily have a fuck you. Maybe just some questions. We are HR professionals, so.
Yeah. That's a good idea. That's a really good idea, yeah. So with that being said, send us your fuck yous. Send us your updates. Send us your questions. Send us your frustrations. All of that. At blackatworkpod@gmail.com. Visit the website, blackatworkpod.com. Or please hit us up on socials. Y'all got to get better with that. Hit us up on socials, like, comment, do all of that at Black at Work Pod.
All right, guys. Well, this is a special show. Like Anissa said, we're recording this on Monday. We on our lunch break. We finna get in and out. You heard me? So let's go ahead and get over to the water cooler. Okay. So the white man's president sent a tweet last Tuesday night in the wee hours of the night. He probably was sitting on his toilet like he always is tweeting. And he put out a picture of some old people in wheelchairs in a nursing home with a sign that says, Biden for resident. It said president, but it had the P X'd out. It's the fact that these niggas are only 3 years apart in age is what's sending me. Donald Trump is 74 and Joe Biden is 77, y'all. This nigga put this out like they went in every level of school together. Y'all niggas was in elementary school at the same time, middle school, my nigga, and high school. But he needs to be in a nursing home. But you know what? Donald Trump is so fucked up that he probably thinks that he don't look old. But nigga, you look old. Your face look like a toasted croissant with no butter. Bye.
Not a toasted croissant with no butter. Yeah, you also need to be the resident, the total resident, the resident of all residents. You don't need to be no president. You ain't no good president. So don't be coming for Biden. And on that note, vote. And I'm going to tell you to vote for. Vote for Biden.
Speaking of voting, Trump is back on the campaign trail claiming that he has victory over the coronavirus. It is so funny how this man is claiming victory over the disease, and he has the access to get all of these drugs and shit to get cured when niggas is really out here dying, but okay. Anyway, let's talk about this stimulus package or lack thereof, because Trump's White House proposed a $1.8 trillion stimulus package. The Democrats shut it down because it doesn't provide enough funds for testing and tracing COVID. And at this rate, it's unlikely that we will see another stimulus package before the election or even in 2020. First of all, I just want to say, fuck y'all. The American people need this money while y'all sitting over there collecting y'all six-figure-a-year-ass salaries, sending y'all's kids to private schools, eating good, not struggling, still getting paid and all that stuff. Y'all life is popping. And it's real life people over here sitting in a Dollar Tree deciding between toilet paper and toothpaste. As a collective, nobody in government gives a fuck about us. We not voting for Trump because this nigga is a moron. He's absurd and he's stupid. He's a big bird. But fuck all of them on the highest of keys. Like all of y'all, y'all been arguing about this shit for months. And we've only gotten one $1,200 ass payment. With all of this shit going on, it's still people hella unemployed and now getting hella underpaid because companies aren't paying as much as they were before. Y'all are fucking around with this money. Like, it's stupid.
It's really nothing else to be said. People are still struggling. The pandemic is still going on. From what I know, the numbers are rising because the government officials are not making great decisions. I mean, it's ridiculous. $1,200 about some groceries, and that was about it.
I mean, pretty much. Like, that didn't do shit for my rent, $12,000. My rent, $2,000.
Where you live at? No.
$1,200 didn't do shit for me.
Girl, it barely brought groceries. Like, people still got rent. People are probably, at this point, been evicted. I mean, it's only so much you can do, like, in an apartment. I don't know, but it's ridiculous. It shouldn't take this. If you guys know that people are in need, why are y'all steady going back and forth about little stuff? Like, at some point, it's selfish. Like, that's all I can say about it. It's selfish.
Speaking of selfish ass motherfuckers, Breonna Taylor's boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, right? That's his name?
Yeah.
I don't even have it up. Sorry. He did an interview with Gayle King and basically talked about the night of the shooting, how the police came in the house. And y'all, my people, y'all know this man ain't lying. Like, the way he describes everything, the just the emotion in there, you could tell that he has told this story or have relived this story over and over, how they did him, how they did her. I just hated watching it. What did you think about it, Anessa?
I was literally sick to my stomach after watching that. Like, I felt numb. You could look in his face and just see that, you know, he was, because he wasn't crying or anything like that. You know how you've cried and cried and cried, or you've done so much, like, at this point, you don't know what else to feel. Like, he looks numb and emotionless. Like, he said they took somebody that he needs right now away from him. And the way they did it, just how they went about it. I mean, yeah, you could tell he's not lying at all. That man is not lying. And the fact that justice is still not being served to this family is sad. And if y'all don't see after that, I don't know. After that man's interview, I don't know.
And again, I'm going to say this and I will die on this hill. $12 million was not shit. There is no monetary compensation to replace her life or anybody else's life that has been wrongly taken by the hands of the people that are supposed to protect us.
And they left her there. He went back to the police station. He at the police station. I mean, it was just a sloppy job by people, like you said, that are supposed to protect us. It's sloppy, it's messy, and they don't care. Clearly, they do not care.
They don't give a fuck, and you can tell these motherfuckers are covering for each other. They're lying for each other. Yes. Like, everything is just not adding up. All of y'all niggas can really just eat a dick and burn in hell, as far as I'm concerned. Bye.
Woo! I agree. I totally agree.
Drug maker Johnson & Johnson had to stop its clinical trials last week for this corona vaccine because somebody had an unexplained illness. Meanwhile, y'all's president talking about this vaccine is going to be done by November. Yeah, y'all go ahead and take that motherfucking vaccine and turn into the Walking Dead if y'all want to. I just want to let everybody know I'm locked and loaded over here. Run up on me with your skin peeling off and your eyeball coming all out at the side with your little vaccine, and you're going to meet Jesus early. Get the fuck out.
Run up, get done up. Run up, get done up. If we beefing, I got you. Okay.
No, for real. Like, stay the fuck away from me with your vaccine. That y'all rushing this shit. Y'all going to get some people fucked up. And that's all I got on that.
Yeah, y'all are rushing it. And here's what I will say. Like Auntie Kamala said, if Donald Trump tells us to take it, I ain't taking it. Period. I'm not taking a vaccine that under his administration. I'm not. I ain't taking it at all, but definitely not under his administration. Like, I'm not doing it. So,
especially how they're rushing this shit, and like he's talking about the motherfucking vaccine like it's a new product line, his new wig line coming out. Yeah, done by November. Everybody sign up to get it. Like, no, nigga, good day. Bye, what the fuck with that?
Wait a minute. He promoted like it's a wig.
Girl, like it's that wig because you know he got a little piece. What is that? Ugh. Woo! I feel like we just been going in on him, and I got even more. Please go out and vote in Marietta, Georgia. Well, you guys know, early voting has started in most all states, including here in Texas. In Marietta, Georgia last week, they made the news because, as you guys know, Georgia is one of those states where they really, really try hard to suppress the black vote. I don't know why, because y'all are red state anyway, but okay. They really, really try to suppress the black vote, not having enough polling locations in heavily populated black areas. And the lines are just out the door and long. And last week, voters in Marietta waited up to 5+ hours to vote. And this lady was on the news like, I stand here all day if I have to. Please keep that up. But let me tell y'all, voter suppression is real. I tried to vote here in, well, not tried, I did. I voted early here in Texas last week. And fortunately, throughout my adult life, I've never had problems voting. I've always just been able to walk in and out, get my sticker and go. I've never really stood in a long line, not even back in 2008, because of the neighborhoods that I live in are, you know, mostly white and they have access that, you know, other neighborhoods don't. So same situation, my voting location down the street from my house. I go there and hand him my state ID from another state and my voter card. He first tells me that I can't vote because my voter card says that it's not valid until October 24th. What? So then this other lady comes over and she's like, oh no, she can vote. She can vote. So then he was like, well, she doesn't have a Texas state ID. Because I lost my driver's license. So I'm using my state ID from my home state because it's still valid. So he went through the thing that I'm on my phone looking up shit like, no, I can still vote because it's a valid state ID. He had another person come over and say, oh, yeah, she can vote. This man came up with every fucking excuse. And I just kept pulling out identification. Every time he said, oh, you can't vote this, I pulled out my passport, my birth certificate, my social security card. Nigga, you are not going to deter me from voting. But if I had been anybody else, I could have just been like, okay, I don't go home. No, y'all got me completely the fuck fucked up. Do you know I stood there for 30+ minutes while these people went back and forth about whether or not I can vote when I had all of this identification. I had my voter registration card. They tried to tell me that I had to go in my old neighborhood to vote and all types of shit. Let me just let you know. I was the only Black person in the building, the only Black person there, period. Nobody was sweeping the floors was Black. Everybody that was working there was white. Everybody that was coming in was white. And nobody had issues voting but me. Please do not let these people deter you. Go, if you got the identification, take that shit down there and vote. Because they're going to try to do everything they can so that your vote doesn't count or it doesn't matter or whatever. And I know people have their opinions on whether or not voting, especially in the Black community, because we've been disappointed so much by these politicians and people that were supposed to have our interest in heart. But there's a reason for all of this. Please do not let John Lewis's legacy go in vain. Please do not let all the people that have literally died so that we can have the right to vote. Don't let their lives be in vain. Like, regardless of how you feel about these candidates, just exercise your right and don't let nobody deter you. Sorry for the long rant.
No, that was beautiful. Please vote. Like Dana said, our ancestors literally fought, died, were beaten just so that we could exercise our right to vote. So Stacey Abrams went on Wendy Williams' show, and I don't want to rant either. She went on Wendy Williams' show and she said, you know, look at the basics. If you can look at a person and see, you know, this is a clown operating the show and somebody who has at least some decency to stand up, some decency to stand up and articulate their words and, you know, kind of tell us about what they want to do. You guys know, you know what I'm saying? Who needs to be voted in and who needs to be voted out at the end of the day. So please, please vote. I just don't know else how to say it, child.
Told y'all we was going to be on that till November the 3rd. In other news, Cardi B is back with Offset. Okay. And happy birthday. Happy belated birthday, Cardi. Nicki Minaj had her baby a few weeks back. Congrats to her. We forgot to mention that. We don't know what she had. And that's fine.
Like, she had a boy.
She had a boy. Oh, okay. Well, great. Did she announce the name?
No, she hasn't announced the name. Not that I've seen.
Okay, well, congrats to Mrs. Minaj and her family, and that's it for the water cooler, guys. Okay, so today, y'all, for our Down to Business, we have a repeat offender, Tiana, in the building. As you guys know, this is one of my best friends. She's my kid's godmom. She talks a lot of shit. I might have to hang up on her. I don't know yet. Hopefully she can be on her best behavior. Let's see what else. Very well educated, 2.5 master's degrees on paper, 6 in total, right? Not including all the people that she done went to school for, including me. Anyway, welcome to the show.
Welcome back. Hey, welcome back. No.
y'all are a mess.
No, you're a mess. I know. And you're going to share one of your messy stories, right?
Yeah, it's a little messy. You know, we love workplace mess. But yeah, how y'all doing? Y'all all right? Y'all safe out there?
Yeah, we safe.
We good. We trying to stay Rona free, child.
I mean, I see the numbers keep rising, so, you know, y'all stay safe in Texas. Anyways, let's get into this messy story. So, a long time ago, if you remember from the last story about my previous employer, a lot of issues to go down, and Dana used to be the beneficiary of all these stories, so she probably might remember this, but so I was working in the call center. Everybody know the call center is the spot for all the mess. Like, you get all the tea, you find out who's messing with who and what have you. I had got out of training and there was this white chick. We were around the same age. She was probably a couple years older than me at the time. But for whatever reason, she had beef with me. Like, she didn't like that I, quote unquote, got favoritism. Imagine that, a white person mad that a Black person is getting favoritism. Like,
and how does she even know you Black?
You know what? Shut up.
You, Ooh. I just want y'all to know that if y'all don't know what Tiana looks like.
I'm a proud member of the Light Skin Coalition. I am the treasurer, so yes, I am a little light out here, especially during these months, but...
High yellow.
Okay.
Anyways. You're the only black person I know that gets sunburned, my dog. Like,
why are you putting my business out? You in my business? Don't do that. Okay. Anyway, so we're gonna call this chick Minnie Mouse. So she had beef because I would get involved with the special projects. I used to get off the phones because everybody knows you did anything to get off the phones. You was trying to be a floor walker. You was trying to, you know, help out the supervisors, directors, anybody to get that little hour or two off the phone. And I was privy to that because I was good at what I did and I asked questions. She was mad. It was one day where I probably took two calls and I heard that she asked me, like, why Tiana always getting off the phone? She don't ever take calls. I'm like, damn, this chick really hating. So one day we on the phones and then I had to go use the restroom. Went to the bathroom. As I'm washing my hands, just got done about to get a paper towel and dry my hands. She walks in there. I see her. We made eyes, but I immediately waited until she walked by. So, and then I left out the bathroom door. Get to my desk, about to take calls. That's about as quick of interaction we had. It was literally a split second. Well, a week later, I get a tap. You know that shoulder tap when you at work? You get kind of nervous because shoulder tap is usually followed by, you know, somebody coming to pack your stuff up. So I'm like, oh, shit, what did I do? Like, we go into the quiet room, so I'm getting nervous. Like, so am I getting fired? So Mary, the supervisor, was like, so we had a complaint. And I'm like, who complaining? Because I'm thinking I didn't got smart with a customer, which I had a couple calls like that, but I got better. She was like, no, Minnie Mouse said that you violated her space. And I'm like, violated her space? What are you talking about? Like, did I punch her? What did I do? She was like, well, she said an incident took place in the restroom last week where she felt uncomfortable. And I'm laughing like, what? I didn't even talk to her ass. Like, what did she say? So she's beating around the bush. She's just like, well, basically, she is set to file a sexual harassment claim on you. And I said, what? Sexual harassment?
The fuck? For what?
For what? And I'm sitting there, I'm confusion. And yes, I said confusion. I know it's confused, but I'm confusion at this point because I don't know. I don't know what I did. I'm like, so how did this happen? What did I do? What did I allegedly do? Because like, I'm dumbfounded. She said, well, as she was coming out the stall, she said that you were standing in front of it, staring at her.
Girl,
what? Staring at her. I'm like, seriously, Mary, do you believe her? She was like, well, I don't know what to believe. I'm like, what do you mean you don't know what to believe? Like, have I ever had any complaints like this before? And then she's like, well, I wanted to bring it to your attention because I want to get your side of the story. So I explained to her what happened. I was like, that happened in a matter of like 15 seconds.
Hold on. Yeah. Pause.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole premise behind all of this story is that you were allegedly standing outside of her stall staring at her. The fuck do you think you are, Candyman or some shit? Like, that does not even sound like a realistic interaction.
It doesn't. Like, it doesn't at all. That's why I was thrown off because Mary actually stopped her from going to HR because she's like, well, let me get her side of the story. Let's, before you go to HR, because once you go to HR, you know how much red tape that is. You know how many, like, all the reports and everything you have to go through.
Yeah, and she was doing the shit on purpose. Like,
exactly.
What was it about that interaction that made you so uncomfortable that you felt sexually harassed?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Fucking ridiculous.
Nothing at all. It was just like I saw, you know, the big mirrors in restrooms. I saw her come in because when I looked up, I was like, oh, shit. So I just rinsed off real quick, and then I waited for her to walk by and then went to get the paper towel and left out. That's how quick it was. So for her to make these false allegations and false claims, it's like, well, for one, that would mean I was attracted to women at the time. And Dana knows my personal business stays at home. I don't shit where I eat. Whatever is going on in my personal life, you will not hear about it at work. So if I am,
she barely talks to people at work. Exactly. They think she got a problem.
they've said, like, you act like you're bored. I'm like, well, most of the time I am bored. They're like, you don't say anything. You're quiet. And it's so funny when people say,
all black people.
Right. Like, we just try to go. We try to cash this check and be out. Like, leave us alone. And so I'm telling Mary my side of the story. And she was like, I was like, so what happens next? Because I feel like it's, you know, she say, you know, it's her word against mine. And she was like, well, I'll talk to her again. I was like, well, can you ask her? Because, you know, I'm a graduate of Law and Order SVU. So I asked her, I was like, can you ask her when this alleged incident took place? Like, what time it took place? She was like, yeah, I'll ask her. So Mary talks to her. Right. Mary talks to her, and she gave this arbitrary ass time, 2:15. And I'm like, oh, is that right? Well, do I have a twin? Because at 2:15, I was on the phone listening to calls. And how I know is because I pulled a call at 2:15. And you can check the timestamp when it occurred. So unless I have a twin walking around here, she's lying.
Come on, detective.
Look, I was about to say, come on, call work option.
Exactly. Like, you could pull the receipts, like, back then, you know, 2011. 2011, what am I saying? Receipts, but if we talk of 2020, yes, pull the receipts, pull it. Because you'll say, I was logged in at that time listening to calls. So she went and talked to her, and I hadn't heard nothing else. I waited a couple of days. I'm like, so what's going on? So I approached Mary. I was like, hey, can we talk real quick? She's like, yeah. So what happened? I mean, it just went. Did it go away? She's like, well, I brought up what you said, and she said that she made a mistake and didn't mean sexual harassment. She just felt uncomfortable because she felt like you didn't like her.
Girl, bye-bye. Good day. Good.
Come on, Mickey Mouse. You're going to have to, her name, Minnie Mouse?
Yes, Minnie Mouse.
No matter, same thing.
Come on,
Minnie Mouse. You're going to have to get the fuck back to Disney World with that bullshit. Like, you know what you was doing. You was trying to get me in trouble. You meant sexual harassment. And when your story didn't add up, dun, 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 now you want to backtrack. Bitch, get the fuck out.
And you have to have a lot. And I know exactly what you're talking about, Tiana, because I worked in a call center and I used to be able to get off for like special projects. I used to be able to do calls. I used to be able to, you know, coach other people that weren't doing well because I was doing really good. And people would get so mad at me. Like, I would always get 100%. People would be hating. Like, you gotta be a real miserable bitch to be sitting up here conjuring up something at your desk like, oh, I see her going to the bathroom. So let me go to the bathroom. And then what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna say she tried to sexually assault me, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, over a fucking call center job. I don't even want to be here like that. This is just a stop so that I can get to where I'm trying to go. And you trying to be all extra and do all this. I'm sorry, I'm going on a tangent, but it's just like, and then, girl, you doing all that. You know, we got receipts. Everything in the call center is time stamped.
Everything.
So she didn't think they would pull it. She thought that they was going to take her white ass word and Tiana was going to be reported on or have that red marker on her in HR.
And I feel like reprimanded for coming up with lies, 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 and more lies. Cause don't come to me talking about somebody sexually assaulted you, which is a very serious accusation. Then number two, then when I approach you about the time or whatever, coming to you with some evidence,
Then all of a sudden you change it up and say, oh, I was uncomfortable because I didn't think she didn't like me. No, bitch, you don't like me.
Right. Like, what was that? That was about 2011. So that was, what was that? 23 years old. Like, what the fuck? 23. So I don't have, like Dana knows, pretty much if I dislike you, you've done some seriously fucked up shit to me. Like, I'm probably one of the most likable people anyone can ever know. And the fact that she had issues with me because this one time her white privilege didn't allow her to do things that I was able to do because I busted my ass, you had a problem. So I don't get it. And what pissed me off was that after all of that, did she get reprimanded? No, she did not. The only thing is she just switched to a new team. She got switched to a new team. She got switched. Not me. The one who, like, got accused. Like, the one that could have said, look, I fear for my job. Like,
right.
Like, I didn't get switched. She got switched. She got the move.
Oh, come here, Minnie. We know you've been sexually assaulted in the bathroom. Come over to this team. Say, went far, far away from big, bad Tiana.
Right. But you know what? Karma always happens because, hey, she ended up getting laid off.
What did Nessa say? Go ahead, say it, friend.
God don't like ugly.
Amen.
Hey, but buy your shirt, too. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, and then we also have to quote one of the queens of comedy. When you do clownery, the clown comes back to bite you.
Okay, come on, Monique.
Yes.
You do clownery, and that's what the fuck she did. Good day. God always will make whatever bad you put out, mm-hmm, intentionally or unintentionally, that shit is going to come back to you. I don't care what anybody says. And she got what she deserved.
Yes, she did.
Bye, Minnie Mouse.
Bye, Minnie. Going over there with Big Bird.
Okay. Bye, Pumpkin. Bye, Pumpkin.
All the characters.
Oh, my gosh. That was a good story.
Yeah, thank you, Tiana, for coming through yet again on our lunch break. We all at lunch. Hey. Yeah. Somebody asked me what you do for a living, and I couldn't tell them. Yeah, you. No.
Somebody asking about me?
What do you do for a living?
All right. What I do is I am an analyst, and we work on projects. Well, half of my work consists of working on projects. So it could be writing test cases, coming up with business requirements, and doing testing. And then the other half is monitoring the systems to make sure motherfuckers got electricity.
High level, highly paid work. Amen. We thank God for
Yeah, so if you're getting generation by this company, you know, you're welcome.
Yes, thanks, Tiana. Well, thank you, Tiana, my friend. I love you. Thank you for coming on the show, hanging with us with our lunch hour. Unfortunately, I'm gonna have to hang up on you because we got to go. But we always have a good time when you're around.
Thanks, Tiana, for showing up and showing out as per usual, girl. We'll see you later.
It's time for the break room.
It's the break room. It's the break room.
What you gonna do?
Girl, we finna spill all the tea.
Hey, hey, it's the break room.
What you gonna do?
Well, let's take a chill pill. Okay, let's talk. So, congratulations to Chill. Speaking of chill pill, let's congratulate Chill. Okay, that's Cynthia and Mike Hill. They got married on 10/10/20. Okay, and I must say, I was not a fan. Now, don't get me wrong, the wedding, it did look beautiful. All the guests were in theme black and the wedding party were white. Everybody was beautiful. Some of the housewives were involved. There was absolutely no social distancing. Some people had masks on. Some people didn't. That we won't be seeing the wedding aired on Real Housewives of Atlanta. Bravo thought it was unsafe and inappropriate for their crew to film.
initially the wedding was supposed to be outside, but because of Hurricane Delta, they had to switcheroo and they had to have the wedding inside. And mind you, it's like 200 plus guests. So Bravo said, I ain't doing it. Okay. They said it was unsafe and inappropriate to have their film crew there, which I totally agree. Like, first of all, I understand, Cynthia, you wanted to do this 10-10, you know, 10-10-20 idea, but in a pandemic, I don't think that was a smart idea. And a lot of those people did not have on masks. It's in a confined space. And you don't know what everybody got. Like, I know everybody thinking that this has gone away because they done let up on some of the regulations and all in the guidelines. But now, look, we're rising. So I just don't think it was a good idea. What do you think, Dana?
Well, like you said, I think everybody looked beautiful. What I was mostly confused about was her bridesmaids and her picking them, like Eva,
Kenya, Candy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like I didn't even know y'all was that type of cool, for one. Number two, yeah, the lack of social distancing was a little bit weird to see, but a lot of people are doing that. Cardi B birthday party when nobody masked up or social distance through that. So I guess everybody in Atlanta just feel like Corona ain't over here, I guess. I don't know. But congrats to Cynthia nonetheless. I would have pushed that wedding back because I don't think 2020 is a good or lucky year for anybody.
For real, just on that alone. But on top of that, like, it's just, it was no social. I know I keep saying it was like, y'all, it was no social distancing. I did some further investigations and went to somebody's page who was like kind of like a socialite there to, you know, doing stories and Insta stories, and no, but they all in each other's faces hugging. I mean, it was bad, but congratulations, Cynthia. Trey Songz confirmed that he will not be doing a versus battle because he feels like there's nobody that does what he does. He said he didn't want to see Chris Brown in a battle. He didn't want to see Usher in a battle. He just feels like they should do more of an appreciation thing where the artists come up and play like 20 of their songs and vice versa. But I have to agree with Trey Songz. You're not going to be able to see Chris Brown. You're not going to be able to see Usher. Because
I was just going to say that. You can't compete with neither one of them niggas. They're like, you don't want to lose.
You can't do it. So I really feel like Usher, I feel like I want to see Usher and Chris Brown do it, but I feel like they do need to just do like, just drop us. Because Chris Brown got 20 features alone. I mean, he got so many songs and hits. It don't make no sense. But Trey Songz, okay. We kind of good on the verses. I ain't even seen nobody come out with the verses anyway. So
maybe he can go against, I was going to say Neo, but Neo writes his own music. So
yeah.
You really are in your own league. You just a singing ass nigga. Maybe you can go against Tyrese.
Oh, that's funny. Well, Trey Songz, until then, we'll just have to play Back Home, your new album, because I still ain't finished it yet. But in Real Housewives of Potomac news, oh my gosh, y'all, it's been just so good. I've been getting my entire life. So this past episode, I'm so glad we could talk about it because it came on yesterday. Today is Monday. So Candace, in this episode, presses charges against Monique. Second degree assault charges. Okay. And here's the thing. Here's how I feel about that. I feel like, and let me just say this, Robin and Giselle, you know, they went to Wendy's daughter's christening, which was very cute, very nice. And Robin and Giselle, you know, they like the twins. They was like, so we don't want Monique to go to jail, right? And Candace was like, we don't. And I feel like when you don't have kids,
I was going to say that, like,
because
talking about 5 years, what about this girl kids?
5 to 10 years is like, or 5 to 20 years, something like that. I mean, 5 years at least. That's too long. She has a 9-month-old baby boy. She has a little girl and a little boy. Like, you're not going to send somebody to jail. If you have a child, the I mean, she beat your ass, Candace, but at the same time, like, I don't think it warrants her going to jail for 5 years. That's how I feel about it. What do you say, Dana?
Just like the stupid shit that you was doing that caused her to beat your ass wasn't warranted, this is not warranted either. Like, you weren't physically harmed like your eyeball is not permanently slid to the left, or, you know, now you can't breathe out of your nose or something. Like, this was a fight between two grown ass friends. It was an inappropriate fight, but this is a level of petty that I can't get behind. But you already know how I feel about Candace. I just think that I feel like her even pressing the charges was probably because, number one, Monique never reached out. Number two, when Candace was hearing back, when the lady spoke to Monique, they all made it very clear that Monique was not remorseful. So that probably lit a fire under her as well. And our girl Karen told her to press charges. So,
girl, now she's acting all shocked. Like, she's pulling her hair back, like, stressed. Yeah, you be careful. Like, I don't understand why y'all talk stuff behind scenes, but y'all know this stuff is going to air. Like,
yeah, I think it's inappropriate. I thought the fight was inappropriate. I feel like these charges pressed, but that was this time last year. Have the charges been dropped, or was she charged officially? Do we know that yet?
I don't know that yet, but I'll definitely keep y'all updated. But yeah, because this was this time last year and we're just now seeing it play out. But I don't know the status. So, but I will say, just kind of moving on from them, because I mean, it is what it is. The thorn for me of this episode, though, I guess I have two. The first one was the fact that Wendy's husband, family, that's sad.
My God. Oh, my God. I couldn't believe that.
I couldn't either. His parents have never met their children, and their son was asking him like specific questions like, "Dad, does your dad have a beard? And why haven't I ever met your dad?" Like, that is so sad, and it's just hurtful. And I know the Nigerian community has their own way of doing things, so I can't speak to that, but that's just a sad thing, just, you know, knowing I have sons. So
I love how Wendy supports him, though.
Yes.
She's so, like, forceful and turned up, like, with her friends and at her work. But when it comes to her husband, her man, she is very much soft and into him.
Like, yeah. And her children, too.
Yes, yes. And that's what I love about Wendy.
Yeah, me too. And the second thorn for me was Ashley. Ugh. Ashley spoke on the fight when they were at the table at Wendy's. You know, at this whole dinner or the christening, Ashley gonna come in trying to defend Monique. And okay, I understand that that's your friend, but Ashley, you were not there. How can you speak on something when you was in the bathroom? And then they had to check her, and I'm glad they checked her, Robin, the two twins. Okay, they came in like, okay, first of all, Ashley, back, give us 50 feet. You need to be quiet because you weren't there. She was like, Ashley was like, you was all in her face. How do you know whose face I was in? Was there cameras in the bathroom?
I mean, but she was. I mean, she was.
She was in her face, but you weren't there to say, this is what happened. This is what happened. This is who threw. Like, she's being too, I just feel like.
She should have shut up in that moment.
She should have, in that moment. Yes.
A nod to, though, Chris Bassett, though, for checking his wife. Like, now.
Yeah.
Normally, to see a white man telling a black woman to shut the fuck up, I would have been like, wait a minute. But no, he was totally right in telling Candace to be quiet, because she was going overboard. She was attacking Ashley in areas that didn't need to be attacked. And she was just doing too much there. She really did need to be quiet in that moment. So I guess shout out to him for that. But yeah, Ashley, you weren't there. I understand that you want to play both side thing, and that's fine. But you should have just sat there and ate your rice like Karen was, okay?
Because she told Karen didn't say a word, okay?
She didn't say a motherfucking word. But back to Ashley. Can we talk about her and Michael for a second? Because we the fight took over and we never talked about him cheating and all of that shit. And she over here, that was her dad? No, her uncle. Yes. Her uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Her mama came in there with that patch on.
I was like, her mama got the most issues I have ever seen.
Right. She came in there looking like, crunchitize me, Captain. Like, why? I got on the eye patch.
Wait a minute.
You knew we was recording. You should have just stayed at home. You didn't even have to be in the scene.
Crunchitize me. I'm getting off. I'm not doing this somewhere. I can't.
Just bye. Just get off. But yeah, like, they talking to her like, he better do this. He better do this. Girl, Ashley ain't going no motherfucking where. Y'all broke niggas can't take care of her. She's going to stay right with Michael Darby. Oh, what he look like? One of them aliens.
He's ugly. I will say that.
He's not attractive. To me, he looked like E.T. a little bit with the ears. but that money long. So Ashley ain't going nowhere. Y'all might as well save your breath.
Baby, don't send us no pictures of y'all, because Dana gonna go in and be like, let me see who you look like. Oh, biscuit. No. No, yeah. Ashley is grown. She gonna do what she wanna do. Grown people gonna do what they wanna do. And like you saying, he got too much money and she ain't leaving him. But
one thing, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go. I was gonna move on.
Well, the last thing that I wanted to say about Potomac was fucking hell yes, and shout the fuck out to Karen's family. They were slaves on that land that they own, and now they own it. It's their farm. They making money. I'm talking about come home, Black excellence. Like, it was just, I love seeing that. I love her going back to her hometown, and just, even though it was a little bit corny, I love the fact that her family did that shit. So shout out to Blacks.
Yeah, shout out to y'all. Shout out to y'all. That was super dope. Karen, she can do no wrong for me. But anyways, we're going to definitely keep y'all updated with what's to come with Candace and Monique, child. We'll see what happens and who, because people are steady riding the fence. But moving on, Netflix has done it again, because One-on-One is on Netflix. Oh my gosh, y'all, I'm so excited. They have basically put like all the nostalgia in one pot and just making a huge epic stew, because I loved One-on-One. And if y'all don't know what I'm talking about, for y'all youngins, if y'all any young people listen to us, Kyla Pratt, Flex Washington, I think Flex is his name, but I don't know if Washington was his last name, but Arnaz, I don't know his real name, but y'all, One-on-One is on Netflix, so stream that. And T.I. for new music, T.I. came out with a new album called The Libra, and it is actually super dope. Like,
okay.
T.I. representing for the 45 and up bracket. He is like, look, I'm here today. I've been in this game for 20 years and I ain't going nowhere. Like, it's relevant. He has his son on the album who can really rap. D-Money, I think this is, he goes by. He has a song with Lil Baby called Pardon. That's really good. So y'all check that out. Sada Baby or Sada Baby featuring Nicki Minaj came out. Whole Lot of Choppa's remix. She rapped on there like, I'm 9 months pregnant and still doing this. So at that time.
Okay. No, I was going to say okay, but that was the wrong rapper.
And Mario, lastly, Mario has a new EP called Closer to Mars. It's out. It just has 5 songs. It's cute. I'm going to say it's cute, but Mario claims nobody can out-sing him. Mario, he went on live.
That's who Trey Songz should go up against.
You know what? You so right, Brie. Cause look, I'm still, I commented and I said, Mario, bye, sit down. He's talking about can't nobody out-sing him. I can name, hello, Tank. Tank can out-sing you to the ground, number one. Chris Brown can out-sing you. Like, we not gonna even do that. But anyway, Mario, I ain't gonna spend my time with him. If y'all wanna go listen to
like Mario. Tyrese was never born, nigga, bye.
Girl, Tyrese, on top of that. Like, Mario, sit down. Anyways. That's all of the shenanigans I have today for the break room.
Well, if anybody is watching Lovecraft Country, hit me up, because I am late date to the show, but I am really looking forward to getting into it. I hear that it is an excellent show chronicling historical Black events. I'm about to start watching that. So if anybody's watching that, hit me up.
Yeah, I want to start watching that too. So yeah, y'all, that's all I have for the break room. It's our break room.
And that's all we have for the show. Our lunch hour. Anessa and I are literally at work right now.
Literally.
Recording the show. Thank y'all so much for waiting an extra day. We're going to be back next week with more shenanigans. We're going to record on time this week, right? Right.
Yeah, y'all, we're gonna record on time. On time. And y'all, I wanna shout out the shirts.
Yeah, shirts real quick.
Real quick, I got the God Don't Like Ugly shirts and the Woo Child shirts, okay? You can go to Necessary Things or just follow me and then I'll take it here. Or I think Dana posted it on the story on our Black at Work. But you can go to itsnecessary.com and that's It's Nessa, like NESSASSARY.com. And purchase, y'all.
Right. Put us out there. Wear your shirts.
Wear them shirts.
But we'll see you guys next week. Thank y'all. Send your fuck yous in. And we out. Bye.
Bye, y'all.